We are up to Siman Shin Vav. Okay, we spent a long time on Shin Aleph. And, okay, Beis was more standard, but Gimel Dalet Hey. Now we're back to a regularly scheduled program. Siman Shin Vav. Be'eza chafotzim mutu l'daber b'shabbos. This is a very important simin. Okay, it has 14 seifim. We'll start off slowly, obviously. We do first two or three seifim. But this is very important. What are you allowed to talk about on Shabbos? Comes up a lot. Okay, so let's jump right in. So the famous pasuk that we've mentioned in the past in Yeshaya, Nun Ches Yud Gimel, says, Mimtso Cheftzecha. You are not a chafatzecha asurin. The Gemara says chafatzei shemayim mutarim. You are not allowed to talk about your own chafatzim, your own business dealings, but things that are chafatzei shemayim that relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chafatzei shemaya, that is going to be mutar. Okay, and that's going to be the theme of the entire simon. Theme. You know what's a theme? I don't know. The yisoid. So the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Lamed Ches, based on this pasuk, goes on to say that you're not allowed to walk around your field on Shabbos. So you're a farmer. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to walk around your field and look around and see and take, you know, mental note. Of course, you can't write down. Forget about talking. But even in your brain, usually we're going to get to the end of the pasuk with Daber Daber. You're not allowed to speak certain things on Shabbos. Dibur also hear her mutter. Right, you're allowed to think business. You're not allowed to say business. Better not even think about me. You're allowed to think of it. So here, you can't walk around your farm and say in your brain, say, oh, cucumbers need a little something. The tomatoes need something else. That you know how to do. Lo yahalech adam l'sof sadeh lida mahi tzricha. Okay, so let's see that now in Shulchan Aruch. Shin vav aleph mimtzo chafzecha chafatzecha asurim. What is an example? I feel the davar shein also shum malacha. You're not doing any malacha. You didn't do anything. Kigon, for example, shema'ayin nechasav. He's looking around at his stuff. He owns whatever. Even in your house. I don't know about your own properties. Whatever. You're not doing anything. You're just walking around, looking, seeing. What does it need? Le'od ma tzarich lemachar. What should I do tomorrow? Oh, lelech lePesach haMedina, go to the entrance of the city. Kedei sheyimar latzis b'layl l'merkat. So right, they used to have the bathhouses gave a lot of smoke, so they put them right outside the city. You want to take your Motzi Shabbos bath, so you go to the end of the city to get ready for Motzi Shabbos to go to the bath. Okay, that's more of a different. Okay, let's put that part on hold for a second. Okay, look at the Mishabura Sivkat and Alam. So you're not allowed to walk around your field and take mental note. Think about what the field is. A little bit more water, a little take out some weeds, a little more cucumbers, a little less tomatoes, whatever it is. Says the Mishabura Sivkat and Aleph, this is very important. V'davka hecha de minkara milsa. Only if it is recognizable what you are doing. It means if it just looks like you're taking a stroll around your property, that's fine. You're allowed to stroll around your property on Shabbos. Only when you're doing something that makes it recognizable that you are preparing for tomorrow. So, okay, all right, look at the. Okay, kigon she'omid eitzel sadeo atricha charisho k'tzira v'chayot b'zeh. He's standing next to his field and he's looking at it very carefully. It needs to be plowed. It needs to be planted. It needs to be cut. The minkar adavar. It's recognizable. She'omid shama ayin b'tzrachel. What are you doing there? He's taking mental notes. What he needs to do after Shabbos. V'chein leilech ulhashech ha'pesach ha'medina. Be at the entrance of the city or the exit of the city. So Nikar is recognizable. What's he doing over there? He's waiting to go to the bath after Shabbos. Aval imlo min karmel. So if it's not recognizable what he's doing, he's allowed to think about his business. It's not the best thing to do, but he's allowed to do it. Mikar Adin is allowed to think in business. So if it's not recognizable what he's doing, so it's just been together here. I'm allowed to walk around my property. So if it's recognizable what I'm doing, then it's already asur. Chafatzecha asurin. If it's not recognizable, it just looks like I'm going for a stroll, and I'm very, my brain is working overtime, but it doesn't, not recognizable to anybody. So that's begeder, here or mutter. I'm not a thinking business. I guess you can't think in business in a way that it's clear that what I'm doing is business. Yes. Okay, look at the Bi'alacha. So we're going to talk about this, something called Tchum, Shabbos. 2,000 Amos out of the city, you're not allowed to walk on Shabbos. So there's a concept called being Machshich ala Tchum. You go to the 2,000 yard line right before Shabbos is over. That's a football remez. Anyway, American football. So you go to the 2,000 Amos yard line and you wait over there till Shabbos is over, and then you're the first guy out to do whatever it is that you need to do on after Shabbos. So that concept being met, so that's by Chutz Tchum. Here we're talking about his property. It's in the Tchum. As long as it's not recognizable that he's there for business reasons, it's going to be okay. So it says to me, Allah, Shemayin Chasav Olelech, Hainu Afil Tocha Tchum, even if it's in the Tchum. Everyone agrees. Vinei, but Mishnah Berurah had takti. What did I write in the Mishnah Berurah? Davka hecha deminkara milsa. The only time it's aser to look around at your property is if it is recognizable to the outsider that that's what you're doing. That comes from the Magen Avraham. Ushar achronim sheskimu kulam kein. They all agree. However, the Chai Adam says no. Even if it's not recognizable, you can't walk around your field to take subtle mental notes about what your field needs. Raisi Benishmas Adam. Nishmas Adam is also written by the Chai Adam. It's like kind of the notes on the bottom. Sham Sheherich Bezevakasa, the Dinza Shal Magen Avraham Taiba Plukta. He says this Din of the Magen Avraham, that you're allowed to take the mental notes if it's not recognizable. Not so simple. It's a big machlokes rishonim, says the Chai Adam. The Zohar Rak Laharam Barba Rash Barba Ritva. You have three rishonim who agree with that, says the Chai Adam. Aval Rambam Bahasmag Mashma Dilo Sphir Lukein. Sounds like from the Rambam and the Smag that they disagree. And even if it's not recognizable what you're doing, it's still going to be aser. To walk around your property and take mental notes is what the pasuk is talking about, and is also even if it's not recognizable to anybody. According the Chai Adam says that the Rambam, that's the mashmos of the Rambam and the Smag. Yes. Okay, then he discusses it a little bit, a few lines down. Look like 4 or 5 lines down, says the Bi'alacha. Allahu milsa durabanim. We're talking here about something that's an issa durabanim. V'nuchal ismoch lahakal kohani rab v'san al demikin behedya. So, okay, he's going to get more into it, but the Rambam and the Smag, it's a mashmos. It's not so clear that they even hold that way. And it is clear that the Ramban and the Rajba and the Ritva, those are big time Rishonim. So they clearly say it's mutter. There's a mashmos in a Rambam and a Smag, not like that. And you're dealing with something that's a question of a derabanan. So the Bi'alacha says, I don't understand why you can't be makeup. And he says, you can be makeup. If you skip all the way down towards the bottom of that same Bi'alacha, 3 lines from the bottom, he says, V'gam ha'ma'ayim ba'rambam ha'smag sham gufa. If you look carefully at the Rambam and the Smag, ein ho'chocha de'pligi ha'kohani rabfas ha'na'ad me'kinim behedya. So the part we skipped, he brought down some other Rishonim who also agree that it's mutter if it's not recognizable. And he says, if you look carefully at the Rambam and the Smag, it's not so clear that they're arguing on all these other Rishonim. It's not just big three Rishonim, it's not just 3 Rishonim, it's more than that. And the ones who are lenient, the ones who are mekel, are mekel explicitly. They say it beferish. The ones who are machmir, it's not so clear that they're machmir. It's the Chai Adam's understanding of the Rambam and the Smag, but it's not so clear when you read it inside. So says the Bi'alacha, lama lan lasa plug to b'neim. Why should we invent a machlokes that's not even necessarily there? The Alkein, therefore, so Sabti Kedatz Kol Achrorim Shatiku Yudivir Magen Avraham. And therefore, says Mishnah Berurah, I was Mekel in the Mishnah Berurah, like most Rishonim say explicitly, and all the Achrorim, like the Magen Avraham, against the Chai Adam, as long as it's not recognizable what you're doing, you're allowed to look at your property, you can walk around your house and look at what needs fixing. Oh, here's a tree. So you can't talk about it, but you can think it. You'll walk around your house, as long as you're not going to sit on the couch. Oh, there's a broken tree. There's a broken chair. There's a window that needs adjusting. As long as you don't you're not allowed to verbalize it. You can't say it with your mouth. You're allowed to think it. The truth is, if you're sitting on your couch, maybe the chayadim also make it. I don't know. We'll talk about doing a ma'isa, like walking around. Okay. Okay, so there's the Mishnah in Shabbos, on Daf Kuf Nun, Omer Aleph. The Mishnah says that you're not allowed to be machshich ala tchum. Again, the tchum is the 2,000 amos. Machshich from the Lashon Choshech, wait until dark at the 2,000 amma yard line to leave right away. You can't do that if you want to go hire workers right after Shabbos. You can't do that if you want to bring in your payros. And the Rashi says, anything that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, you're not allowed to wait at the tchum to do after Shabbos.
Why?
You are in the tchum, but you're waiting. This is like Zeres Chazal. You can't, if you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, you can't wait at the tchum to do it after Shabbos. So hold. We'll see in a minute. Hold on. Now, there's also a braisa that says you can't be machshir chal tchum to bring. Now, if there's any way that it's going to be mutter, then you are allowed to do it. For example. What's the example?
What's the
waiting on the tchum to do something after Shabbos that you can't do on Shabbos.
What is Israel doing? We are going to Shema is going
to get out. Okay, good. All right, we're going to see the Be'er Halacha is going to give us two reasons, sort of. Put that question on hold. So the Brais over there in Kuf Nun Aleph, Omar Aleph says, "Ein machshichin al tchum to bring a behema." Tosis over there, Dibur Masla Ein Machshich in Kufnun Aleph, bring down the some gears to say that you are allowed to be Machshich to bring a behema. Why? How do you bring a behema? The behema is not wearing any clothing. You don't have a problem that he's carrying in the Carmelis and the Rishus HaRabim. There's no problem like that. So how are you going to bring the behema in? You're going to say, "Come, Betsy, come," and he's going to come. Okay, and you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. So if you're allowed to do it on Shabbos, so then if there's a way in which you're allowed to do it on Shabbos, you're allowed to be machshich al hatchum. Hold on one second. Okay, so what do I want to do? I want to be at the tchum so that after Shabbos I can go bring the behemah. Is there any way I could do that on Shabbos? In theory, there is. If there would be these little huts that are called burgen in the Gemara, little huts along the way, the tchum is 2,000 amos outside the city, which is, let's say, outside, it's complicated, but outside, let's say, the last house. But if the last house is a bunch of little huts along the way, so then the last house keeps going, so the tchum keeps going. So in theory, there's a theoretical possible way that I'd be allowed to go get the behema on Shabbos.
Well, is there or isn't there?
No, right now there isn't. But because this theoretically, it's not something that's 100% usa. Right now it is 100% usa. But because it could have been mutter, if there would be these borgini, that's enough to make it mutter. Okay, that's going to be a significant answer we're going to see. So, now there's a stira in the, not a stira, but there's different gersos. Are you or are you not allowed to be mashlech al tchum to bring the behema? So Tosfos answers, it depends. If the behema can walk on his own, and if there would be huts along the way, and the behemoth can walk on his own, I'd be allowed to go there on Shabbos, even though now there's no huts, I can't go get him, I can't go out of the tchum, but I can go to the end of the tchum, wait till after Shabbos, and then go get him. Because it's something that was theoretically, a theoretical possibility that it would be mutter on Shabbos. Even though right now it's not. But that's enough to allow you to be machshir chal tchum. But let's say the behema is a little animal, can't walk. A sick animal, old animal, young animal, the animal can't walk. You have to pick up the animal. The Moshe Rabbeinu animal, right, carries the sheep on the shoulder. So the animal's muksa. There's no theoretical possible way for me to carry that animal on Shabbos. And if there's no theoretical way for me to carry the animal on Shabbos, I can't be machshir chal tchum for that animal. So it says Tosis, there's two gersos. One says you are allowed to be machshir chal tchum to get your animal after Shabbos, and one says you're not allowed. The one that says you are allowed to talk about an animal that's healthy and can walk. So since in theory I could go get it right now, I just can't because there's no huts, there's no borgenin. So then I can be machshir chal tchum and go get him after Shabbos. If the animal can't walk and I have to carry him, and that's called tiltul muksa, and there's no way for me to do that on Shabbos, so then I can't be machshir chal tchum to do that either. Okay, Let's see that in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, we're still in Shin Vav Aleph. Okay. So he said, "Mitochef tzachach avetzach asurim, ma'ayin chasav liros ma tzarich lemachar, olelech lepesach hamedina, go to the entrance of the city, kidei sheyamaher latzis balayla lemerchat, so you can go right after Shabbos to go to the bathhouse." That he can't do. V'chein, ein marshichin ala tchum liskor po'alim. He is not allowed to wait by the tchum to go hire workers after Shabbos. Aval, but what can he do? Marshich ala tchum lavi behemto. He can't wait at the tchum after Shabbos to go get his behema. Why? So the Mishmur brings down from Rashi, actually, in the end of Sivkot and Beis, the kol shodava should also last also be Shabbos. If he can't do it on Shabbos, afilu isser midirei sofrim, even if it's only derabanan, like we said, carrying the behema, tiltul muksas isser derabanan, also lahachshich bishvilo. He's not allowed to wait by the tchum.
Why?
We didn't get to why yet. We're going to get to it in a minute. Lavi behemto is going to be mutter. The av she omed this atim mechutz tzchum. Even though right now the animal's outside the tzchum, the e efshar lavi be Shabbos. I can't go get it on Shabbos because I can't go outside the tzchum Shabbos. Mikomakom lo mikris a machshich b'shvil davar ha'asur. This is not called being machshich for something that is usher. Why? Kevan shim hayu borginin heim sukkot hashomrim. If there would be these little huts, these little sukkahs, these little borginin, smuchim zel zel tov shivim am av arba tfachim, 70 and a bit amos, one close to the other, each one within the next one, so that keeps extending the tchum. Every 70 amos you have another little hut. So in theory, even if it will keep going and going and going, because those huts all combine to be part of the city, and then that extends the city, and that extends the tchum. Even though right now there are no huts, and right now it's usher, but that's enough to allow me to wait at the 2,000 yard line until after Shabbos. It's only us of something that there's no way to find a heter for him. Similarly, when the Mishnah says you can't wait at the tchum to bring in your peros, the Mishnah says why not? If there would theoretically be a wall, two walls, whatever, four walls going all the way down, it'd be enclosed by a wall. If it'd be an eruv, then I would be allowed to bring the peros. So the Gemara says yes, you're right. We're talking about peros that are still attached to the ground. There's no way to detach a pre on Shabbos. But if there was something that you want to take after Shabbos, you can't take it now. After Shabbos, right now there's no Erev. But if there would, since there is a theoretical way that it could have been mutter, Borgenin, Erev, things like that, so then I'm allowed to be machshich al tchum to do it right after Shabbos. Now the Mechaber continues, if the animal cannot walk, the animal's sick, he's old, he's baby, whatever it is, he gives the example of a small baby, so then the animal's muksa, right? That was what Tosis explained, there's two girsaos. When are you allowed? When the animal can walk. When are you not allowed? When the animal can't walk, because then you have to carry it. There's no way of carrying an animal on Shabbos because of total muksa. Hagav wouldn't the also the tayel, you know that be the tayel, and so suso svina o karol natzed bo. And that Ramah, they say, is really learned out from the first part of what we learned in the Shulchan Aruch. Just like you can't go through your property and go through your fields and see what the cucumbers need after Shabbos and what do the tomatoes need, I can't, if I want to rent a car, I can't walk up the hill to Best and analyze and look at each car and say, this one's a big one, this one's a small one. Even without verbalizing, for sure, verbalizing. Without verbalizing, 4-door, 2-door, 6-door, fits 7, fits 8, fits 5, fits 4, right? All that you're not allowed to do if it's recognizable that that's what you're doing. You can go for a walk and pass by the rental cars and then take a quick look. Okay. And Rosh Hashanah compares this. You have a storefront with a big glass, right? And they put their stuff in the window. So just because you're looking in the storefront window on Shabbos doesn't mean you want to buy it. Just when you walk, that's what you do, you know? I was in Bnei Brak today, whatever, took a boy to Beis Din for a possible conversion. Anyway, you go through Bnei Brak, there's a gazillion stores. It's just like interesting to see all the different stores. It doesn't mean you look through the window that's what you want to buy. Yerushalmi Zalman says that you'd be allowed to do that on Shabbos. As long as you don't think about the price. Because it's not nikar, even if you want to buy, it sounds like. Because it's not nikar, depends how much you, maybe how long you spend there and whatever. But he says if it's not recognizable you want to buy, it's going to be okay. Also, he says, let's say it's raining. You want to sit at the bus stop towards the end of Shabbos. So what do you do on Shabbos starts raining? You're outside. You sit by the bus stop. It doesn't mean you're waiting for a bus. See, even if you are waiting for the bus, because it's 7 o'clock on Shabbos afternoon, whatever, Shabbos is almost over, but since it's not nikar that you're waiting for the bus, because he gives example of raining. Maybe if it's not raining, it will be a problem. I don't know. People sit at the bus stop all the time, because that's where there's a comfortable, whatever, or not comfortable bench outside. Okay, so what's wrong with this? So look at the Bir Halacha. Where does this come from? The Bir Halacha at the beginning. V'chein ein machshichin. Gemara kuf nun. Ayin lekamim b'simin shin zayin siftez. B'mogin avram. Sifkatin yugimo. Dikan aser afileichet delo min karmilsa shu b'shvil zeh. Vatam ayin sham. He doesn't tell us the reason over here, but the Mogen Avraham over there says we have two dinim that we learned over here. One is that you can't analyze your property and see what needs to be done after Shabbos. That's only usher if it's recognizable. It's nikar min karmilsa. But when it comes to machshich al atchum, even if it's not min karmilsa, that you're machshich al atchum, it's still going to be usher. Why is it usher? He doesn't tell us what the Mogen Avraham says. The Mogen Avraham over there says because just waiting at the end of the tchum is a breach. It's an Isser of Mimtzoch Heftzucha. However, continues to be Halacha. Hold on. Continues to be Halacha. The Harbe Echon Kasu, the Tam Isser Mishum, the Hachshacha Gulfa, Mistama Morish, Shuchosh, Lassadav, Shuasa B'Shabbos. What's he doing? Just standing at the end of the Tchum is Nikar. It's recognizable that you're there to do something after Shabbos. And that alone is, that's why it's Asr. Not that, it sounds like from here, there's not. Meaning, Hachshacha is considered to be Min Karmilsa. Now, so what's the Nafkamina? If it's inherently Aser, it's a Gufa Mishum Mimto Chavtzacha, or no, it's Aser because it's by definition Min Karmilsa when you're Machshech Halatchum. So I thought the answer is in Dirshu footnote 4. Dirshu footnote 4 says, brings down a Psak and Rishon Mazaman Orbach brought on Shir Shabbos Gechaza. I looked up inside because I had trouble with this. Tchumin, okay, we're going to learn more about this, but it's Rav Hashem, we get to Chelek Dalid, but not everyone's Tchum is the same. There's something called Erev Tchumin, and if it's Erev Tchumin, I can move my Tchum this way, this one can move his Tchum that way, that one can move his Tchum that way. What if my Tchum is at the 1,000 yard line, 1,000 amma line? Everyone else's Tchum, a regular person has 2,000 ammas. I only have 1,000 ammas. Because I made an error of the other direction. Whatever I gain in this direction, I lose in that direction. So what if I'm machshech on my tchum? Is that going to be mutter, or is that going to be aser? So I would think that that's going to be aser. Rishon Zalman says that that's going to be mutter. So I think this is the nafkamina between these two reasons brought down in the Bir Halacha. If it's inherently aser, it's a dinim mitzvah chetzacha, so it's aser. Who cares if it's my tchum, your tchum, his tchum, her tchum? It's aser. I'm at the end of the tchum. But if mashlich al tchum is by definition min karmilsa, it's not min karmilsa. Who knows that I made an erev tchum in, all the way over there? Nobody knows I have a different tchum than anybody else.
You're well inside your tchum.
Yeah, right. It's not min karmilsa anymore. So if it's a din, so Rosh Hashanah is going with most achronim, which is what the Bir Halacha is going, that by definition it's min karmilsa. It's only min karmilsa. That's the tchum of everybody in the city. But if it's only my personal tchum, so then nobody knows. It's not min karmilsa anymore, then I can wait there. I made it up. So take it or leave it. But I think it's emes. Mishabura Tifkaton Dalid. The Yesh Omrim, that if the behemoth can't walk, then you can't be Machshech al Tchum. Because then there's a question of Tilto Muksa, and that you can't do. Borkin is not going to help you, or Machitz is not going to help you, and therefore it's going to be Aser. So its phrase is a Yesh Omrim. So you had this a lot, and it's not uncommon. Shulchan Aruch says a din, a Yesh Omrim, but there's nobody who seems to argue. He doesn't, but sometimes it says Yesh Omrim, V'Yesh Omrim. Okay, we have Allah rules and how to deal with that. Hold on a second. Here it just says V'Yesh Omrim. So says the Mishabura, Kuli Amamodi Bazet, this is a din, it's brought in Taisa, but everyone agrees, no one disagrees with this. So why say V'yesh Omrim? V'yesh Omrim sounds like someone holds this way, but other people disagree. V'noka Alash V'yesh Omrim, the Shekain Derech HaMechaber, this is how the Mechaber works. V'mokom Shilonim Tzadin Zamufurish B'Shar Poskim. When it's brought down in one place, and other people don't bring it down, they don't disagree, but it's not, most things are brought down, the Rama brings it down, the Rif brings it down, the Rush brings it down, all the Rishon bring it down. We have something that one Rishon brings down, but nobody disagrees, so If nobody disagrees, that becomes halacha. But he brings it down as a yesh omrim, even though it's a halacha. It's a stam halacha, but that's the derech of the mechaber to bring it down as a yesh omrim. Okay, and then Sifkat and Vav, also he says that that Ramah that talks about finding your sus and finding your sfinah and finding your rent-a-car and all those things, it's really a hemshech of the first part of the Machal. Right by Machshech alatchum, it's Bapashto, it's not a din in Nikar. It might inherently be Nikar, but it's even if it's not Nikar, Bapashto. But in the first case, when you're walking around your property to see what your tomatoes need, that's only if it's recognizable. So he says the Ramah is going back on the first half, and it's only if it's recognizable. But you could walk up the hill and pass the best rented car, and out of the corner of your eye, see, but to go around and analyze each car, and it becomes very clear what you're doing, that's going to be awesome. But as long as it's not recognizable, you don't have to close your eyes, and you know, you're now allowed to look at advertisements. That's something we're going to get to in the coming days and weeks, but in terms of just looking at the car, that's going to be much.